The big research in ovarian cancer is with biological agents, and I think the very exciting studies as far as initial treatment are with trying to incorporate bevacizumab in treatment with paclitaxel and carboplatin. It's very interesting that the gynecologic oncology group did a phase 2 trial of bevacizumab in previously treated patients with recurrent ovarian cancer. And in that group of patients, there was somewhere close to a 20% response rate, which is striking because in other solid tumors where bevacizumab has been approved, it's always been approved in combination with chemotherapy. And as a single agent, bevacizumab doesn't have much activity in breast cancer, lung cancer, or colorectal cancer. It's only very effective and, again, approved by the FDA when it's used in combination in those diseases. But in ovarian cancer, it was very striking that in the 64-patient trial by the GOG, that the response rate was substantial. And furthermore, there were the 30 to 35% approximately group of patients who did not have disease progression at 6 months. So it appeared to be a very active a single agent. And consequently, there was a lot of interest that had perhaps that bevacizumab together with chemotherapy would even be better than any other solid tumors because it not only would theoretically potentiate the effects of chemotherapy as it does in those other tumors, but also because of its own individual activity. Now, there was concern that bevacizumab had some significant toxicities and gastrointestinal perforations occurred. Again, it's interesting, there were no gastrointestinal perforations in the GOG trial, but in a subsequent trial, about 10% of patients had gastrointestinal perforations. And it's unclear if we pooled all the data, it appears it doesn't take place in about 5% of patients. So it is a risk factor for use of bevacizumab in ovarian cancer. We're not quite sure exactly if we can define the group of patients in whom bevacizumab may induce these gastrointestinal perforations. We know that GIPs can also occur in other diseases where bevacizumab is used. So it's really something that we're concerned about.